When you consider your weekend plans, what do you want most? Entertainment, pleasure, relaxation, or information? This week's Things to Do offers all of the above and then some. Peace and history both play a role in our first events this week. Delaware wraps up its Peace Week on Sunday at 3:30 with a march for justice to Wilmington's Rodney Square. But there are other events that include options to find peace in myriad ways, both virtually and in person. There's a listening workshop, film screenings, discussions, meditation classes, and even a concert. We'll have all those details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Did you know how much of a rich history Camden County has? Well, you'll find out all about it if you attend any of the array of events during Camden County History Month.
Healthy, free, the world before me.
Everything from the Walt Whitman House to haunted Haddonfield, I didn't even know Haddonfield is haunted, is being showcased with tours, workshops, dedications, and more throughout the month. Over 70 events are taking place at over 30 historic sites, so there's plenty to choose from. There are a lot of choices at Design Philadelphia as well, which begins with a kickoff party on Thursday night and lasts until Sunday, October 17th. Now that's the event itself, not the kickoff party, although that would be fun. The nation's oldest event of its kind, it happens at various venues, including the Cherry Street Pier, and offers everything from workshops on table building to discussions with serious thinkers pondering the future of design. Events are both free and ticketed. On Monday, some of us will celebrate Columbus Day, but in recent years, the holiday has also been celebrated as Indigenous Peoples Day. There are three events of note, a full weekend of festivities at the Museum of the American Revolution, Indigenous Peoples Day starting at noon at Bartram's Garden on Sunday, and on Monday, a six-hour fest at Penn Treaty Park in Fishtown. That gets started at 11 a.m. Before he heads to Brooklyn to battle Big Daddy Kane on October 17th for the next Versus, hip-hop legend KRS-One will make a stop in Ardmore. He's at Ardmore Music Hall on Friday night. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop, KRS-One, rock on! And Alec Benjamin may not be a legend yet, but he is on his way. The Phoenix-born singer-songwriter is at Franklin Music Hall on Friday night at 8:30. That's what used to be the Electric Factory for all you old heads. And while Alec is still young, some of us oldsters do enjoy our adult beverages. And by that, we don't mean warm milk. There's a fun contest going on through October 17th. It's the Monster Mash Bloody Mary Challenge. It's now the mash. It's now the Monster Mash. Participating restaurants in Philadelphia's Northern Liberty section will provide different takes on the famed beverage, and you will get to vote not just on taste, but on the spooky factor for each one. Skeletons and shivers down your spine. Mm-hmm. Spooky drinks, count us right on in. That's it for this week's Things to Do. Check the website, whyy.org/things to do, for the details on everything you just heard and even more. Be safe, be smart, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Then you can mash. Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.